With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. No ceasefire in Gaza, with Israel and Hamas apparently far apart on the length of any truce and specifics regarding the release of hostages still being held by Hamas. President Biden is sending some top officials to Mexico. They'll discuss immigration with top Mexican officials. Republicans say the president should focus on enforcing U.S. immigration law and building the border wall. The proposed purchase of United States Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is raising some eyebrows.
The director of the National Economic Council, Lil Brainard, says in a statement that President Joe Biden believes the purchase of a foreign entity, even one from a close ally, appears to deserve serious scrutiny in terms of its potential impact on national security and supply chain reliability. She also indicated that the deal would be reviewed by the secretive Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which includes economic and national security agency representatives, to investigate national security risks from foreign investments in American firms. I'm Lisa DeWire.
Also at SRNNews.com, New York Mayor Eric Adams, his budget stretched to the limit by caring for illegal aliens, wants to slash the school budget. That's the subject of a lawsuit by the city teachers union.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Even the Washington Post is trashing the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring former President Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot. The newspaper says the U.S. Supreme Court should strike down the ruling. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 109 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
The popular evangelist is responding to the decision by the pontiff to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "None of us, including the Pope, has the right to bless what God calls sin. So-called blessings from religious leaders won't save you from the judgment of God." Graham urges gay couples and all people to turn to Christ, repent, and accept his free salvation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukrainians will celebrate Christmas on Monday, something they might never have done if not for the Russian invasion. Last year, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine split with the Russian Orthodox Church and declared December 25th to be Christmas. Up to then, Ukrainians used the Orthodox calendar, which puts Christmas on January 7th. Russia continues to use the old calendar, and the Ukrainian church is repudiating all things Russian. This is SRN News. In a rare show of bipartisanship, members of Congress want to make it harder for the government to take your cash without charging you with a crime.
A House bill to change civil asset forfeiture laws is closer than ever to becoming law. The bill, known as the FAIR Act, has 18 co-sponsors divided evenly between the two parties. It would increase the standard of proof for the government to keep money after it is seized in airports or anywhere else. The measure passed the fractured House Judiciary Committee with unanimous support. It's now up to leadership to decide whether it gets a vote on the House floor. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A Pacific storm that pounded California's coastal areas, stranding motorists, is now bearing down on the southeastern area of the state. National Weather Service says showers and thunderstorms pose flooding threats to an area extending from San Diego into the Mojave Desert. More details at SRNNews.com.